أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في العرافين. أرواحنا بتراب مقدمه الفداء، وعجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. If you remember, in the last session, we started to talk about مناجات الشعبانية. And I said, among all مناجات and dua, which have been narrated by A'imma alayhim as-salam, only this munajat is A'imma were reciting it all out there. All A'imma were reciting this munajat. And this munajat has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi as-salam by his son Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and after that Imam Sajjad and Imam Baqir. All of them were reciting this munajat. I talk a little bit about the munajat, and I said this is one of authentic dua which we have it. First phrase of this munajat is salawat. Some our dua started by salawat. I told and I said, why we are starting our dua by saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad? Because we have riwayah from Prophet and also from A'imma alayhim as-salam. They said, whenever you want to do dua and offer dua to Allah and demand something from Allah, you start by salawat and ended by salawat, because salawat is accepted dua. If first of your and beginning of your dua is accepted dua, which is salawat, and the end of your dua is also accepted by Allah, whatever you will bring in the middle, inshallah, will be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have doubt about our dua. We say رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, but we don't know Allah will give us or not. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ, I don't know. I have doubt about it, because dua needs a lot of conditions, which maybe I lack it. But if you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, you don't ask anything for yourself. You ask something from Allah for best creation of God, which is Muhammad and ala Muhammad alayhi as-salam. So this is accepted dua, and Allah will reward you also. I told you, by our salawat, the position of Prophet will not raise, because the Prophet is full of perfection. Like glass, which is full of water. If you put any water in this glass, which is full of water, it will return to you. So, whatever you want to offer to Prophet, will come back to you, because we are living here in this world by bless of Prophet. You are reciting in Dua Al-Adila, one of the best dua, which we reciting it in the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday evening time. Is Dua Al-Adila. In Dua Al-Adila we say, بِوُجُودِهِ ثَبَتَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاءُ وَبِيُمْنِهِ رُزْقَ الْوَرَاءُ. By his existence, الإمام الحجة, existence of إمام الحجة عليه السلام, ثبتت الأرض والسماء. They have heaven and earth. And because of him, Allah feed all of us. Why? Because Allah created everything for man. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. Created everything for human being. Who is perfect man in this world? Am I perfect? I thought. Maybe you are perfect. But I don't think you think so. The best perfect in this world is Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And Allah gives whatever He gives to us because of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Let me give you an example. You have a big garden and you would plant a flower or two flowers or three flowers in this garden, or you have two, three trees in this garden. So you water all gardens and there are a lot of grasses which you don't need it and useless. But you water all garden because of two or three flowers or one flower, isn't it? But you feed everything. You water everything because of one flower. At the moment, the flower in this world is Imam al-Hujja alayhi salam. Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Allah gives us water, gives us food, gives us existence, gives us everything because of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. So, if you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, you show and express your love towards best friend of Allah, best love of Allah, so Allah also will love you and will look at you. This is the reason of our saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So I talk about salawat generally, but now this session, we want to talk about the content of salawat. First, kalima and word of salawat is Allahumma. What is the meaning of Allahumma? As you know, Allahumma, the origin and the root of Allahumma is Ya Allah Umma. Umma is verb, fa'l, verb. Ya Allah, we call Allah, Umma. Umma means, I mean you, I demand you, I ask you, Ya Allah. Later, they fix it. It becomes Ya Allahumma. And they remove Ya, because it is clear. You don't need to mention it. For example, sometimes you call somebody. Instead to say Ya Hassan, you say Hassan. You cancel and remove Ya. So, Allah. Allah, what is the meaning of Allah? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has thousands of names in Dua Jawshan al-Kabir. Thousands of names of Allah have been mentioned, isn't it? So, each name of Allah indicates only one meaning. When you say, Ya Khaliq, what is the meaning of Khaliq, creator? Doesn't mean he has knowledge. He's wise, he's powerful, and so and so. But Khaliq means only creator. When you say Ya Adam, it's the name of Allah. Ya Adam. What is the meaning of Adam? Adam means who has knowledge, learner. So this doesn't mean he's also creator. Doesn't mean he's also wise. But only he indicates one meaning. All names of Allah and all attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, each of them means and indicates only one meaning. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided to create one name. Whenever to mention it, this equal to mention thousands of his names. This name which includes and covers all attributes and all names of Allah is Allah. So when you say Ya Allah, this means you mention thousand names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah means Ya Khaliq, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Wadud, Ya Subhan, Ya Hayyan, Ya Dayyan, Ya Manan. So Allah, because of that, it has been said Allah is Alama. The name, personal name, particular name for Allah, Lizatil, Wajibil Wujud. Necessary existence, al-mustajmi' li-jami' al-sifat al-jalaliyya wal-jamaliyya, or li-jami' al-sifat al-kamal. The name for who has all types of perfection. So this is the meaning of Allah. Allah means thousand names and attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we want to translate this term, Allah, we don't have in any language any word to be equal to Allah. In English, they say God, but God is not Allah. In Farsi language, we say Khuda, but the Khuda, this word, is not equal to Allah. In French, they say Dieu, but Dieu is not Allah. We can't get any word in any language to be equal to Allah. Only in Arabic, we have this word, this term, Allah. This is the mantra. In another side, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has two types of name. One is called particular name. Second type of his name or attribute is general name, general attributes. Particular name means such names or attributes which we cannot give it to anybody else than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the sign of this type of attributes and names is that this type of name only is a singular name. You cannot group it. It doesn't have plural. This is one. And it cannot be adjective for anybody or anything. This is two signs of the first group and types of names of Allah, or attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And only we have two names which are particular and exclusive names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is Allah. Allah doesn't have plural and cannot be adjective of anything or for anything. Second one is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman also is singular, doesn't have plural, and cannot be adjective for any other name. Only we have these two. But the other names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is general, like Rabb. We have Arbab. أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتُفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ وَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ Arbab is plural of Rabb. We have Rahim. We have plural of Rahim, which is Ruhamaa. We have Ra'uf. The adjective of Prophet, Ra'ufun Rahim. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ Ra'ufun Rahimun. So, if you say Fulano, that this man is Rahim, no problem. But you cannot say anybody is Rahman. If you want to call him, you must say Abdul Rahman. Or you say Abdullah. This is two names, Rahman and Allah is particular. And other names and attributes are general. And the root of Allah is Al-Ilah. Al-Ilah. Ilah is root. We add Al-Alif wal-Lam. Like to say Kitabun and Al-Kitab. So they add Al-Ilah. It becomes Al-Ilah. Ilah, if you add Al and La to it, it becomes Al-Ilah. So because of frequent use of Allah, they cancel this Hamza from middle of Al-Ilah. And it became Al-Lah. Al-Lah. Al-Ilah became as Al-Lah. So, A-Ilah, either from Alaha or Aliha. Alaha means worship. Aliha means wonder. Because we worship Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah called Allah. Or because everybody wonders in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they don't know and they cannot recognize Him, they cannot know Him. Who is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So it's called Allah because everybody wonders in Him and they don't know Him. We have point. Alhamdulillah alladhi man ankara. Ankara ma bi dhihnihi tasawwara. Alhamdulillah. Our praise to Allah. Whoever denied Him or rejected Him, he didn't reject Allah, he didn't deny Allah, but he denied his imagination, he denied his concept, he denied his perception. أَنْكَرَ مَا بِذِهْنِهِ تَصَوَّرَ. He denied whatever he decided, he imagined, he thought about Allah. Because you can deny Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because Allah, the reality of Allah cannot understand. But you deny what is in your mind, the concept, the perception, the imagination of your mind. However, we start our salawat by saying Allahumma. We didn't say Ya Rabb, Ya Khaliq, Ya Ra'uf, Ya Rahim. Because this position is very important position. So we call Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by best of His name. And we call Him by thousand of names when we say Ya Allah. Allahumma. Salli ala Muhammad. Salli means offer, give your bless, your rahmah, your barakah. To whom? To Prophet. Because whenever we demand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we offer dua, or we do dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We demand and we ask something for ourselves. Isn't it? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Fi atina, give to us. In this word, hasana. Rabbana gfir li. Oh my God, Allah, oh my Lord, اغفر لي, forgive me. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا, forgive us. Whenever we do dua, we demand and we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us something. But in this dua, we don't Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us something. But we ask Allah to give to Prophet something. Although we are needed a Prophet. Why? Why we don't Allah tabaraka, we don't ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give to us, but we ask Allah to give to Prophet. Why? This is the question. Okay, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh my Lord, oh Allah, my God, give your blessing, send your blessing, descend your rahmah, your barakah to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. According to a lot of hadith and according to philosophers, there is no any difference between Prophet and his family. Please look at this hadith. He said, Abbaluna Muhammad, Akhiruna Muhammad, Awsatuna Muhammad, Muhammadun, Muhammadun, Muhammad. Our first, our beginning, because we have how many infallible? 14 infallible. First, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, Fatima. Third, Imam Ali. Fourth, Imam Hassan. Fifth, Imam Hussein. 6, Imam Sajjad. 7, Imam Muhammad ibn al-Baqir. 7, Imam Muhammad ibn al-Baqir alayhi salam. And the last one, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. So, he said, Awwaluna Muhammad Prophet. Akhiruna Muhammad al-Imam al-Mahdi. Awsatuna. Because the middle in 14, 7, Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Muhammad ibn al-Baqir. Awsatuna Muhammad. وَكُلُّنَا مُحَمَّدْ. All of us Muhammad. Because they are one light. There is no any difference between them. But their manifestation is different. Look at some type of windows. It has various types of glasses. Some glass is blue, some red, some yellow, some other colors. So, when sun shining to it, you have different type of light. You have red light, you have blue light, you have yellow light. But the origin of the light is one. Is not one. Because of different type of barrier, you see different type of light. They are one light, which is first creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. The first thing Allah created is my light. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَقْلَ. The first thing of which Allah created it is al-aql, intellect. Al-aql with al-aql al-kul, perfect intellect, which is al-haqiqat al-muhammadiyya. Awwal ma khalaqa Allah al-qalam, This also indicates the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of these is Prophet, one thing. We are not saying such. Even some scholars, some philosophers also are saying the same thing. There is no any difference between Sunni and Shia idea. Anyway, if you look at Aflatun, Falatun, and other philosophers before Islam, who were living before Islam, also they say the same thing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created first of all one thing. He created one thing. And through that created others. That one thing should be perfect thing, which we cannot have anything higher than him. And that one, the philosophers before Islam, they couldn't recognize it. But we, in the fadl and barakah of A'imma alayhi salam, we could recognize that one. Because they are the way and path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's not path only for recognizing and cognition, but even to go to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to get blessed and existence from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is coming through them. It's coming through them. For instance, now we have this light here. But this light is come from generator, isn't it? You need something intermediate between this light and the first generator, which is called transformator, to moderate it, to take light, electricity from origin, and after that moderate it, give it to it. So that haqiqa, that reality, which is reality of Prophet, is intermediate between our existence and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fadl and barakah. Because of that we have riwayah, لَوْلَا لَحُجَّةٌ لَصَاخَتِ الْعَرْضُ بِأَحْلِهَا. If there is no hujjah, there is no imam alayhi salam, this land will take all of people and it will not remain more. Everything will demolish, everything will damage, because they cannot accept anything. However, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no difference between him and his family. All of them are Muhammad. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala look at some opinion and some people which their mind is very short, like small bed. They couldn't recognize it. Because of that, Allah add and further by Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, this is as the same to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. But he wanted to emphasize and insist on ala Muhammad. Because we cannot have Muhammad without ala Muhammad. Muhammad without ala Muhammad, we cannot have him. As Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, Prophet said, Husaynun minni wa ana min Hussein. What is the meaning of this hadith? Husaynun minni is clear. Hussein is from me. But ana min Hussein, I am from Hussein. What is the meaning? I am from Hussein. They say, my religion, Islam, from Imam Hussein. Okay? But the first, in the first of hadith, in the beginning of hadith, is not talking about religion. Hussein ibn Minni, he his existence from me. After that, Prophet said, my existence also is from Hussein. How it can be? You are sick. We need light. We need light from them. And we must ask them to give us light. Otherwise, we cannot understand the reality of the concept of salawat. So one of Sunni scholars said, I was narrating a lot of hadith from Prophet, which says in this hadith, whenever you offer salawat to me, you must offer salawat also to my family, to my present, to all of my aunt, my family. But at the same time, he was narrating such hadith and he was saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without mentioning the aunt. He was saying, peace be upon him. But he was narrating hadith from Prophet, whenever you say, you must say, peace be upon him and his family. But he was saying, peace be upon him. I asked him, why? He said, because they didn't give me light. You need light. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We demand salawat and bless and barakah for Prophet and his aunt. I said last session, this bless and barakah and rahmat return to us. It's not going anything to Prophet. Because Prophet is full of perfection. Doesn't need anything. This, my saying, doesn't mean that the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is limited. No. It's unlimited. But Prophet got high level of possibility existence. Possible existence. At the moment. If Prophet wants to go one level more than this, it should be wajib and never can be wajib. Yes, we have a lot of hadith from Prophet and even in Holy Quran, as our brother last session mentioned, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. And in our Salah we say, وَتَقَبَّلْ شَفَاعَتَهُ وَارْفَعَ دَرَجَتَهُ. Okay. Please, we have two types of attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One is attribute of essence, like Hayy, like Qayyum. This type of attribute doesn't have any time. But we have second type of attributes, which has time, which is called attribute of act, attribute of action, like Khaliq. When you say Allah created me in 90%, 70, okay, this means at this time Allah created you. So this act of Allah and action of Allah has certain time. Prophet also has two aspects. One aspect is reality. Al-Haqiqatul Muhammadiyyah. Is real. Which he said, كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالْطِينِ. I was Prophet while Adam was between water and clay. At that time, I was Prophet. And we have, كُنْتُ أَنَا وَعَلِيًّا نُورًا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ قَبْلَ 14,000 عَامٍ مِنْ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. I was with Ali, or we were nuran, light, before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we were worshipping Him. Before creation of Adam, in 14,000 years before that time, we were there. This doesn't mean only 14,000 years. No, I said, 10 times I told you, you must do such. This doesn't mean only 10 times I told you. Maybe I told you only 5 times. Or I told you up to 11 times. No, only I once said several times. Prophet, this is the reality of Prophet. Al-Haqiqatul Muhammadiyya, which is full of perfection. And Imam Ali is full of perfection. This is Al-Haqiqatul Muhammadiyya. Prophet has second aspect also, which is Ana Basharun Mithlukum. This aspect, yes. He will get blessed from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will get barakah and reward. وَتَقَبَّلْ شَفَاعَتَهُ so and so. But what I want to say is that exactly I can't understand this position. What is it? We can't understand. It's not only me. But the great philosophers and scholars and theologians, they said we can't understand this reality. So let us stop and don't talk about it. But we say whatever we say according to rewind. I think I talked too much. Now I wrote here okay. 29 results and qualities of salawat. I will mention some of this. I don't know, do we have time or not? Okay. So, why we offer salawat to Prophet? One, التخلق بأخلاق الله وملائكته وسائر المخلوقات. التخلق بأخلاق الله وملائكته وسائر المخلوقات. We have hadith from Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He ordered us تخلقوا بأخلاق الله. I don't know how I can translate it. Mr. Abbas, can you help me? We require the akhlaq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and characteristic of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You must be like characteristic and attribute of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we must be like attribute of angels, malaika, and best creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is what Prophet asked us to be. And we must be. We must try. Believe why you pay. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala likes generosity. Why you forgive some people? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala likes forgiveness. You want to be like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Exactly. The reason and the wisdom of our worship is that. Because we want to be like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't eat anything, so He ordered us 1 month to leave eating. And He asked us, if we talk about, even in salat, please, your salat is like Allah, right Allah? Your qiyam, standing, is alif. Your ruku is lam. Your sujood is Allah. All the time you must try to make yourself like yourself, like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In ruku, in qiyam, in sujood, in tashahhud. To say, oh Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'm coming to you. So Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala has a lot of attributes. We must be like him. One of his attributes which he mentioned in his book is that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. So, we want to follow Allah by this path, this way. He offered his salawat to Prophet. His angels offering their salawat to Prophet. So, we want to inquire this attribute of Allah. We want to make ourselves like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all of us we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. This is one of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, offering salawat is obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ordered us to offer our prayer. أقيم الصلاة. So we do our salah. آتوا الزكاة. We pay our zakah. ولله على الناس حج البيت. We do our Hajj. We do يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. We do our صوم. But please look at all these types of worship. In Hajj, Allah doesn't say Hajju. Hajju is common. Amr. Doesn't say. But He said, لِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ. Isn't it? For Allah تبارك وتعالى is Hajj. He doesn't command you. For so also he said, كتب عليكم الصيام كتب كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. Fasting has been written for you. But for salawat, Allah said, He ordered us. He commanded us. He said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا. This insisting with ta'kid, emphasizing. You must do. And first out of all, he said, I do, my angel will do, and all my believer. Please, in Hajj, we have كُتِبَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ. He said, Nas. But in salawat, Allah respect you. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, my believers, offer your salawat to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, the second quality of salawat is obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A man said, I was with my father. Suddenly, he passed away, and I saw him. His face changed and become like donkey. I surprised a lot. Actually, other people couldn't see it, but because he has some light in his sight, he could saw his father and the reality of his father. Is narrating that I slept at that time because we wanted following day to bury him. I slept. I saw Prophet in my dream and I started to complain about my father's situation and I asked him his shafa'ah. Oh Prophet, why my father? This is the situation of my father. Why the face of my father has been changed and he became like donkey. Prophet said, okay, do you know what was your father's job? I said, no. He said, he was eating interest. كان يأكل الربا. He was getting interest from the people. Is it about interest? Yeah? Interest. Because of that, this is his end. But we will change his face to human being. Because he was كَانَ يُكْتَرُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيْهِ. He was offering too much salawat to me. So suddenly I wake up. I came to my body of my father. I saw his face shining. I realized because of salawat, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he did his shafa'a, intercession, and he asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to change him, and he become again human being. By this ancestry, I will stop here and I will complete my speech. He said, I knew a man, he was Abed, he was worshipper of Allah, and he left everything in this world. He bought a small house, or he built a small house in mountain. Never he was going anywhere at all. He wasn't speaking with anybody. Only after some time, we saw him is coming to only certain mosque or Husseiniyah or Majlis. And he was sitting there and he's doing his a'mal, his action, his zikr. I'm surprised. He's not going anywhere. Why is he coming here? I asked him. He refused to answer me. Finally, he told me, please, do you know, I'm not going anywhere. But I saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told me, okay, you don't go anywhere, no problem. But you must go to that majlis. Ask him why. And you must listen to that khatib speaker. Ask him why, O Prophet. Said, because that man, whenever he speaks, he asks. هو يكثر من الصلاة عليه. He offer a lot of salawat to me, and ask people to love salawat to me. So because of that, I'm coming here. I know Prophet loves and likes this masjid. So salam ala Nabi. السلام عليكم.
Thank you very much for the time and interesting. For those people who don't necessarily share Arabic in Prophet Muhammad and the Last of Muhammad and the intermediate of Muhammad, how do they represent the situation for themselves?
Actually, this is something which also I don't know. I narrating such hadith for you, but I couldn't recognize it. As you know, some people have come to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they said, we are your Shia. Imam alayhi salam said, I've not seen the sign of Shia in you. How you are Shia? And how you know me? Ma'rifah and cognition of A'imma Islam is not easy. Even they are speaking, getting and recognizing and understanding their hadith also is not something easy. So because of that, we must pray to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's not by learning. It's not by going to school or this place, that place. There are a lot of philosophers. They have done a lot. They are Ayatollah, they are Hayat, they are professor. But they don't have a little bit ma'rifah and cognition of A'imma alayhi salam. Maybe in the school of cognition and ma'rifat of a'imma, they are in nursery school or kindergarten or primary school. But some people, they didn't go to any school. But when you want to evaluate them, you'll find them that they are in high school, they are in university. Let me tell you, somebody was Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi. Maybe you heard about him. Do you know, As-Sayyid Abu al-Hasan Ayatullah al-Uzma, As-Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Isfahani. You heard about him. He was one of our maraji before Ayatullah Abu Jali. He was in Najaf. He got letter from Imam Hujjah alayhi salam. This letter, and somebody narrated for me, because he saw the letter, has been written in this letter, وَجْعَلْ مَجْلِسَكَ فِي الدِّحْلِيزِ أَرْخِسْ نَفْسَكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَجْعَلْ مَجْلِسَكَ فِي الدِّحْلِيزِ نَمْسْ نَحْنُ نَمْسُرُكَ. Three sentences. أَرْخِسْ نَفْسَكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Leave yourself for the people. You must be available to the people. Don't go and hide yourself. Don't put any guard in, and I don't know, secretary for yourself. Arkhis nafsaka lil-nas first. Secondly, waj'al majlasaka fi al-dihlis. Put your room in the door. Don't go inside the door, because you must be available for the people. Whoever wants to see you easily can come to you. This is second. If you do such, نَحْنُ نَنْصُرُكَ. We support you. We help you. Imam alayhi salam didn't give this letter directly to Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Isfahani. But Imam alayhi salam gave this letter to Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi. Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi could meet Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam several times. Once he said, I met al-Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam in Masjid al-Sahla, and somebody was with me. A lot of couple of years he was doing a lot, and he wanted to see Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. Once he was in sujood, in sajda, I met al-Imam al-Hujjah. I asked al-Imam, can he see you? Imam said, no. I replied, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, he likes you, he loves you, he spent all his time you. Why he can't see you? Imam alayhi salam says, because he thinks he's something. He thinks he has a little bit of value. Because of that he cannot see me. You must leave yourself. You must leave your, I don't know how I can explain about it. You must leave yourself. You must think you are nothing. He thinks هُوَ يَتَصَوَّرْ أَنَّهُ شَيْءٌ. He thinks it's something. Because of that he can't see me. But Sheikh Muhammad Kufi, he could see al-Imam al-Hujjah. He had a lot of... He was in high school, but he didn't learn at all. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for that. You mentioned that you said in the beginning, Allahumma salli ala, we are asking peace on the Prophet, and this is different from our other duas, like we ask for ourselves and we ask for the other people. But we ask for the Prophet. You try to explain what Rasulullah, that when you say that there are about 29 reasons why of this salawat, you mentioned that we are following what Allah has done, like he has asked for the salawat,
yeah.
And then that's sort of, but I am not sure, maybe when you explain other reasons for this
salvar los 69 points that you go further. Okay, but still, the thing that I want to understand is why we ask for the salawat for the Prophet. What is the distinction for this salawat? We ask for the salawat for the Prophet. I don't know if I will be able to explain my question. What is this very, very special thing that we have emphasized so much to ask for the salawat for the Prophet?
Yes, thank you very much. This is a good question, and I didn't answer it. So, inshallah, later we'll talk about it. And it's a lot, this your question is a lot of explanation. Okay, alhamdulillah. So, because you know, question raised by and based on knowledge. I didn't give you any knowledge, so there's no question. Sallu ala al-Nabi. Thank you very much.